cutting up the meat. Slicing, dicing, cubing, mincing, cutting up the meat. Round it in the pan. And please understand.
Leave it up to Gary to find something theme related for our intro music. Joined with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau, the spokeswoman, I guess is the appropriate term.
Yeah, it works. Hey You works you also.
And Hey You comes from a long line of cotton farmers here in Arizona.
Yep. In fact, my parents, my older brother and I partnered with my parents through 2005 in mainly cotton, wheat, and alfalfa. By the way, I wanted to mention, because I forgot that part, go to Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau Facebook page, and that's where that list of videos so that you can see the small house. The small houses in action on their ranch.
At the Carlink Ranch on the backside of the Catalina Mountains, you were talking earlier about you're an hour from anywhere, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
But as the crow flies, it's not that far over into Tucson.
No, if I had wings, I could be in Tucson in about 20 minutes. but yeah, it's fine though. It's worth it to live out there because it's one of the most beautiful places you'll see in Arizona. So it's worth the drive.
And we were talking about the calving of y'all's herd from the time of calf. What's that length of time then to harvest? What are you looking for? At the point you're ready to sell to market?
Well, the way it works on our place is we sell our calves anywhere between 400, we call them four weights, which is a 400-pound calf. So anywhere between 400 pounds and like 650, kind of that window. And so we actually sell on a video auction. So we don't generally take our cattle. We kind of take stuff in between big sales to the local auction barns, but we like to be able to get prices based on really the global market, because the stuff that we have certified can be shipped to China and other places. So but the only way you're going to really get the prices for that is to do a video auction, which then when our cattle come up, it's shown to everybody across the country. And so we're getting bidding, more competitive bids that way. So that's the weights that we sell on, and they go on a video auction. And then
Who knew?
Yeah.
and that just has to be within the last 5 or 6 years or 10 years?
Oh no, we've been doing the video auction for probably a little over 20 years.
So you dress them up and put a little bow in their hair and walk them in front of a camera?
Yeah. We tried it. That's a way to look at it. Yeah, we try to put the best ones in the front. but yeah. So then we have people bidding on our cattle from Nebraska and or California or what have you. So
at your selling weight between 400 and 650, these aren't ready for harvest yet.
Yeah, no. They're going to go to a feedlot, which then they'll be finished on corn. And so they'll get to around 1,200, and then that's when they're slaughtered, and then they'll go through that process and then to the packer.
And how long from birth to your selling weight of 400 to 650, how long does it take to bring them up to this? Is that a 6-month investment? Is that a 12-month
investment?
It's about,
basically, we're looking at about 4 to 6 months, depending on what weight that we sell them at.
And you had made the comment about you're more of a grass grower than you are a...
Right.
Because it is so critical. The end result of that meat product is a result, direct result of what they're eating.
It is. And something that we pride ourselves on, and my husband has spent quite a bit of time in, is looking at nutrition and managing the feed that we give our cattle, and getting them to where we want them to be in terms of quality when they leave the ranch, because reputation is everything in the ranching business. And so you have to maintain a consistent product. And so we put a lot of work into genetics and nutrition, things like that.
And when you said you're certified to ship anywhere, what goes into that certification? You just go fill out some paperwork down at the county office?
I wish. No, we have a lot of value-added programs for our cattle so that we can get the best price that we can. So, for instance, we're all natural. We're on a certain vaccination program. We do a whole food certification, which is sort of like an animal care certification. So we're audited every year. Someone comes out and checks our facilities and makes sure that we are handling our cattle in a certain way, and we have certain infrastructure. And so, and then we also, because of our natural and our traceability, which is really important, we put special ear tags in the cattle before they leave our ranch, which then follows them all the way through the process. And so, well, allows the process to follow them. And so they will know if something happens in terms of food safety, they'll know exactly where those cattle came from. So the traceability and the natural allow us to sell cattle to buyers who are shipping to China.
In a one-year time frame, how many calves will y'all sell off?
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Sure it varies year to year.
Yeah. In a one-year time frame, I would say we sell between, like, again, it depends on the weight, but I would say we're selling between 120 and 130 head.
120 and 130 head. Well, we'll do some math later just to calculate what does that relate to in meals served.
Right. That's a lot of math.
That's why we're going to the bottom of the hour news break. We'll work on the numbers and then come back with a report here at Rosie on the House. Joining Stephanie Smallhouse, the president of Arizona Farm Bureau and fifth generation rancher, along with spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau, Julie Murphy.